topic here in maintenance strategies, and that's the topic of allocation. And allocation, much like when we allocate a system goal to the various subsystems and components, maintenance also has that role. For the items that are repairable, what is our overall budget, and how do we assign specific times or targets for the different parts of the system? Well, like most of the things, there's a standard associated with it, and there's also some math. That should be a no surprise for you. So here I'm taking a look at the basic formula for the mean time to repair. And at a system level, I'm looking at, say, n different subsystems of our overall system, and they each have a failure rate, and they have a time of repair. So they have a probability of failure and some duration of time that it takes to actually execute the repair. That's what T sub I is. Lambda sub I is the failure rate for that particular subsystem. And this is a basic formula for tallying up the expected amount of repair time, or the mean time to repair, for the many different things that need to be repaired within a complex system. And so the first step really is to get an estimate of what it takes to repair your system now. What's your current ongoing expectation for repair? Now, the contract or the desired availability may be improved by minimizing your repair to streamline the repair process. And so you may have a goal in mind that, say, a system is supposed to have a 12-hour flight, but have a 2-hour turnaround, so the repair time is limited to some fraction of that 2 hours. And so we have a budget, an overall system goal for the mean time to repair, given all reasons. And so the Mill Handbook talks about a way that basically linearly applies a factor, this K allocation factor, to all of the individual times to repair. And basically is just shaving off some time from every repair cycle in order for the overall system goal to be achieved. Now, in some cases, your actual repair times might be shorter than your system goal. So it's, at that case, it's really not an issue. And you can benefit by having the capability enhanced by having quicker repairs. But the idea is that I take my initial mean time to repair and of all the individual elements, but then I multiply them times this allocation factor. And so this K gets put in here, this lambda K, then the mean time to repair, the T sub I term, gets inserted here. And by adjusting K, I can then hit the target for the overall system, the system level MTTR goal. And so Ks might range from 0.9 to 0.78 or something like that, where something like a 0.75 K would imply that you're going to cut each repair time by 25%. So instead of an hour, it would take 45 minutes, for example, for a particular repair to be executed. And it's weighted by how often that particular subsystem fails. So it takes into account the way we would typically calculate MTTR. And then you just have this factor, is what they call the allocation factor, to find the right multiplier against all of your times to repair in order for the overall system to hit its number. Now, this is much easier to do in a spreadsheet where you can iterate, or you can use Solver or some other algorithm to find the right value. It's a bit tedious to do by hand, so I doubt you'll see a problem like this. But you may see some variant of, well, what is an allocation factor? And so it's really just a multiplier of how much better does every repair time need to get in order to achieve the system goal. Now, of course, you can break this down, and some will reduce by more than the allocation factor, and some will be less than the allocation factor. But on average, and weighted against the failure rates, it should still come out to the K as the overall average factor, common factor against all the parts. In practice, it's not a fixed value. Some things actually take a specific amount of time, and it's not a economical way to make an improvement. But if you can improve other items that either fail more often or had a longer time to repair in general, we might have the opportunity to make bigger savings on those. And so in practice, it's not a single value. But for planning and for allocation, it's one technique to find out where your targets should be. And so the idea is that once we hit our repair time allocation, and if we're meeting our failure rate allocations, the reliability targets, we will then also achieve our availability targets. And that's what we're really after. Another reason you might look at repair times and allocate the times into your system is trying to minimize your downtimes and minimize the cost of doing repairs. And so one way to reduce your repair times is to make your system or that particular part more reliable, so it fails less often. If you recall from that formula, it had failure rate and time to repair. So if I have fewer failures, that may be more effective than having a quicker repair time. But either way, our options for us to improve the availability of a particular system. Now, if you go across this process and you find that you need to save 10% across the board on all of the repair times, well, what can you actually do to improve repair times? So hopefully things like improving diagnostic time, having the right spares in place, being able to find the exact part that needs to be replaced rather than replacing five or six parts and hoping it was one of them, making it accessible. So some of these are design related. Some of them are diagnostic and training of your technicians, but also it's having the logistics in place so that you have the right people, the right parts, and the right equipment at the right place in order to execute the repair. And so on large complex systems, especially ones that are deployed, say in a military setting, this needs to be thought through with great care, because you could down your entire fleet of aircraft by simply running out of spare parts of something that is needed on every to be included on a regular maintenance process. On simpler systems and others, it then becomes a trade-off, is do I make this repairable or do I make it more reliable? And it's a balance of the cost benefits involved. So this allocation formula is just one way to go after understanding how do you, like the reliability objectives, is balance and encourage the thought process of, well, what's the right repair time? And that brings up the next lesson, which is on availability. And we'll take a look at the different ways of calculating or thinking through availability.